You're listening to the Healing in Ramadan podcast with Samina Ali. Assalamu alaikum, listeners. Welcome to this final episode of this Ramadan podcast series. So last episode was quite a heavy one, where we really delved into how to do this healing journey, what needs to be done, how it needs to be done. I provided examples of how we can heal and how we can use this month of Ramadan to heal. What are the tools that are needed for healing and how we go about it? And you can see that nothing's needed in particular, as in terms of tools. It really is just you being present with yourself, with your open heart, being very open, very transparent with yourself, and digging really deep and literally pulling each negative, heavy, painful emotion out of your heart so we can introspect it. You know, we identified where it was coming from and, you know, what area of our life caused this pain at the very beginning, and then knowing what to do to heal from it. We spoke about all the work that needs to be done and how it needs to be done. Now, I guess naturally people will feel that, what if the feelings come back? What if I'm still triggered? First of all, triggers are usually there for life. I'm going to be honest with you. If anyone tells you otherwise, I mean, I personally do not believe triggers go away. What does happen is that over time, we learn to manage our triggers. So don't be put off by triggers. Don't let triggers set you back thinking, oh my God, I thought I did all this healing work and now suddenly I'm re-triggered. You're not re-triggered. The triggers will always be there. You will just learn and manage your triggers because now you know where they come from. You will be able to soothe yourself to know that, look, it's okay. I know where this is coming from. I know I don't like, for example, people turning up to my house unattended, for example, because that just takes me back to a time when my personal space was intruded. Or that takes me back to a space or time when, you know, people invaded my very private space. So you will recognize it and you will be able to manage it. So don't expect the triggers to completely go away. They are there, but you will know how to manage them. And over time, they won't even bother you that much because you would have learned just how to manage it, what to do, and it gets better and better. Now, the second thing is you do need to give yourself time. Okay, remember what I said, it's not tangible. It's not like a spot or a lump that you can see that it's disappeared or it's gone down and it's visually obvious that the healing is taking place. It's not tangible. So the healing takes place in stages. So allow that time for yourself for the healing to take place. And if you really, really do get triggered by something or there is something that's still sitting there, that's okay. Please don't be afraid. First of all, just see if there is, do you remember when I spoke about layers? So just see, is there something that is still underneath that needs healing? That, you know, I mean, this is a good sign, by the way. If things still come up for you afterwards, people usually at that point think, oh my God, it didn't work and I'm not healed and all this stuff has come up for me. No. This is really good. Basically, you've taken the lid off. You've allowed your heart to pour things out. So if there is anything there, it's going to start pouring out to you saying, oh, hello, like I also need to be heard. And oh, also this needs to be dealt with. So take it as a good sign. Always say Alhamdulillah. All honestly, anytime something comes up from the past and is sitting there right in your face, say Alhamdulillah, Ya Rab, like thank you so much for bringing this to my surface because I'm on this healing journey and I didn't realize there was still this sitting underneath. And like I said, this is a process. There are some things, inshallah, that will heal, you will heal from in Ramadan. And there is some things that you will heal from at a later stage. Allah knows best the time for healing for each of the things that you need healing from. So that's tawfiq Allah. So you have to understand there's your control, then there's Allah's control. If there is things that you've healed from in Ramadan, do shukr and say alhamdulillah. If there are things that come up after Ramadan, still do shukr and say alhamdulillah, because it's like, I'm so glad that I've opened this container and I'm allowing things to come up. They, you know, they're not so buried so deep anymore that I can't access them. They know how to come up and show up. They feel safe to come up and show up and say, hello, like, can you address me as well? So don't take it as if like this one journey of healing is going to heal. You know, if you're like in your 40s, it's not going to do. 40 years of healing isn't going to happen in 1 month of Ramadan. 30 years of healing isn't going to happen in 1 month of Ramadan. The point of starting this in Ramadan is because the blessing, the barakah of Ramadan, and you start in this healing journey and you'll actually accelerate it because of the month. And once you're on that path, you can continue on that for the rest of your life. And I don't mean that in a bad way, like you will be healing for the rest of your life. But look, you know, let's be honest. If we've been through a lot and we are in an advanced age in our life, there is a lot to heal from, and it comes in stages, and just be okay with that, inshallah. So persevere with the mechanism or the tools that I've said in the last episode. Every time something comes up, that's all it is. It's just perseverance. Do not give up. Do not be scared. Do not think that, oh, it didn't work. It just means there is other things. Those areas that you've healed from, usually the healing, alhamdulillah, is permanent. It really is. Anything else that is coming up is because more healing is needed, either in that area, or there are other areas that may seem similar, but they are different, or they are associated with different people, or they are a different angle of that particular emotion. So don't be scared. Just keep going, inshallah. So in this final episode, what I really want to concentrate on is, what are you going to start putting in this beautiful heart? Look, when we clear things out and we get rid of old, we like to put new things in there. If you were clearing out junk from your house, old furniture, you're not going to leave the rooms bare. You would then bring in new furniture, bring in new items to put into that place. Especially if you wanted to revamp and the old furniture was just getting old and horrid and you want to get rid of that. You want to now style how you want to recreate this new area of your house, and you will design it accordingly. You will buy the furniture accordingly, how the paint will look. What, you know, will there be a flooring? Will there be carpet? That's what you would do once you've got rid of the old. So I want us to use this for the heart. So now that we've got rid of old, negative, unnecessary things that were sitting in the heart. I mean, they were unnecessary, but they were important because they needed attention. And we've given them what they need. And as we are giving them what they need, we are clearing them from our heart. So now we are going to use this beautiful container, this beautiful heart that Allah has given you, for good things. And I want you to start thinking of, what are those good things for you? Like I said at the beginning, you are the gatekeeper of this heart. The key to this heart is in your hands. You decide what goes in and what comes out. I want you to start thinking, in the remaining days of Ramadan now, what do you want to put in this beautiful heart? What do you want to contain in this heart? And this could be different for different people. But good things, like good thoughts, good memories, good feelings. Also, what you want to contain in this heart is mechanisms like, when you can see that you are being upset or hurt by somebody, that you will recognize that, okay, I can feel this in my heart now because I've done all this really good heart work, and I don't want my heart to get clogged again. Because remember what I said, you know, it's like disease. It's like disease in your heart, right? If your arteries were to clog up, you will most likely have a heart attack. So if you clog up your heart too much, you know, you may not have a physical heart attack, But you may have an emotional, spiritual, psychological heart attack, and you may be already having so many mini ones every day. So let's put good things in here. It will be things like, it will be good things that serve you, good memories, how you want to interact with people. And going forward, what I really would like you to do is to have in place for yourself a daily introspection, a muhasaba. It can be at the end of the day. And I want you to put your right hand over your heart, and I want you to see if there is anything heavy from the day that you are containing in this heart. So basically, we are going to be doing the work that we've done, you know, this the accelerated work that we've done so far in Ramadan. We are going to be doing it on a daily basis. So if you've had an interaction with somebody, you've had a bad time with somebody or something, I want you to deal with it as you go along. I want you to pull it out and recognize how this has made you feel. And I want you to give yourself the response you need at that time, so it doesn't accumulate in your heart. And then you can let go of it. And sometimes when we're doing it on the job or on the go, it's not a one day thing that, okay, I've dealt with it and I've let it go. Sometimes we do have to give ourselves a couple of days. I mean, if we've suddenly been, you know, we've suddenly broken up with somebody, we've suddenly lost a family member to death, you're not going to just sit that evening and talk about it to yourself and recognize how this has made you feel and then let go of it. You have to go through the process of grief. You have to go through the process of loss. You just have to be present with your heart every day and how it's feeling. So that's how you would manage going forward, like life's challenges, so they don't clog up your heart ever again. So coming back to what you want to contain in this beautiful container, you know, the good thoughts, the good words, you know, dhikr of Allah. We know that the dhikr of Allah is a polish to the heart. So making a daily routine of doing that, keeping the good opinions you have of other people there, and the ones that are not so great, that's also okay, because that's wisdom, right? But we don't have to let it weigh down. We don't have to let it weigh our hearts down. So things that you can also contain in this heart are things that help you grow, important things for you that work towards your growth in life, your spiritual elevation, your connection with Allah, your connection with people also. People and community are really important. People, community are really important. And I want you to know that as well. It's not just about me and my life and me and my spirituality and me and my love story with myself. You know, there is life outside of us, and we have to also be part of that. So containing good things, things that will help us grow, and looking for new sources of joy. And I think this is really important, looking for new sources of joy that you can do regularly that will actually make your heart happy. So it could even be a new hobby, you know, taking up pottery, taking up, you know, a gym class, or whatever it is that makes your heart happy. And we need these things little and often, because that is what's going to be contained in your heart. And like I said, this beautiful container, we want to contain good things in it. So dhikr of Allah, really important. Your connection with Allah, connection with people, community, things that bring you joy. And these could be new things. So explore new avenues, explore new things that you can do that bring your heart comfort and joy. And these are the things that you want to contain in your heart. When the bad episodes happen, look, this is life. There's always going to be bad episodes. When the bad episodes happen, we deal with them there and then, so they don't get buried and deposited in this beautiful vessel. And like I said, sometimes it takes more than one day to go through something that's just happened, especially if it's grief or if it's a heartbreak or I mean, anything. It can just take time. It's not an overnight thing. Some things are actually overnight. We can, you know, address them the night before and the next day we feel better. Journaling is another really good tool to have, to journal our feelings. And this way, again, you're keeping your heart really light because you're journaling and writing down how you felt today, how this particular event made you feel, how this person made you feel, and how you will respond to this. So remember, when we did the healing work, we responded, didn't we? We responded to each pain, we answered it. So right now, when you journal, you don't just journal about how somebody made you feel or how an event made you feel, you will respond to it. And that's empowering. And what I mean by that, you could write down, today I was at this event and this particular person came up to me and said some really rude things that really upset me. And when you start journaling about it, you can mention the event, but it doesn't stop there. You empower it as well. And you say, well, you know, I guess this person just had stuff going on for themselves, because any nice person wouldn't just come and say these kind of horrible things to me. So I'm going to let it go. This is nothing to do with the person I am or it doesn't represent me. It just represents their thoughts or feelings around at that time of me or what's going on for them. And also now you know that it's also the state of their heart. Okay, because we spoke about that, right? That all actions stem from the heart. So words, thoughts stem from the heart. So it's probably their state of heart. And it's a really good time when you're journaling to write that and to say, you know what, I make dua that whatever it is, that Allah heals them and Allah grants them hidayah. But I'm not going to carry this. I've just gone through this beautiful journey of clearing out my heart and I'm not going to carry this in my heart. Whatever that person said or did, it was from them. And whatever was going on for them, only Allah knows. I don't need to carry this. I don't need to hold on to this. My heart is too precious to carry this. And then, you know, journal it, leave it in the journal and go and do something nice. You could do some dhikr of Allah. You could make yourself a really nice coffee and sit there and just appreciate that you weren't the one who said the bad things to hurt somebody's heart. It's always good to look at things that way, that it's always good to be on the, I mean, it's not in one aspect. Nobody wants to be on the receiving end, but in comparison, you'd rather be at the receiving end than the one causing somebody harm. So always sit with yourself and do shukr that I'm not that, and make dua for that person as well. So in this beautiful heart, you will contain beautiful things. When dark, negative, heavy things come, you will address it there and then. You will no longer carry anything heavy in this heart, because this is such a beautiful place that Allah has given you. It's your connection with Allah. It's where Allah's light is received. It's where inspiration, direct inspiration from Allah is received. You do not want to clog this area up. You want to keep this area really open, really clean, really light, because that's what this area deserves. Thank you so much for joining me on these podcasts. I've really enjoyed delivering this to you. And inshallah, may Allah heal your heart and may Allah heal everybody's heart. Ameen.